Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, Elias. Hello.
And how shall we continue our discussions?
We will continue with one question about the mind. What is the mind?
That could be defined differently dependent upon the individual. Some individuals define the mind as the workings of their brain. Some individuals define the mind as some other aspect of themselves that is not actually physical, and generate a distinction between mind and thinking or brain function, which thinking is not actually brain function either, but it is dependent upon the individual and how they are defining that particular word.
Right. Currently I have so much energy and it is a very pleasant state to be in, but to calm my mind is a little challenge. And that brought me back to this question, what actually is this mind? I tend to include myself the group of people which say the mind is not something that is in the body. It's something, it's like a field around it, I would more say. But what is it actually?
Very well. If you are defining it as not actually a part of the body, that would be an aspect of your awareness, which is an aspect of your consciousness. Your objective awareness is not actually a physical function that is physically attached to the body consciousness, although let me express that there is no aspect of you within physical focus that is completely divorced from the body consciousness. Therefore, the body consciousness does move in synchronization with aspects of your consciousness that may not necessarily be entirely physical. Therefore, if you are defining the mind as an aspect of yourself as consciousness that is different from the mechanical functionings of the physical body consciousness, what that is your objective awareness. Now, that is, in some capacity, connected to the body consciousness, and the body consciousness does respond to it in different manners. It can respond in relation to brain function. It can respond in relation to muscle responses, neurological responses. Therefore, your nervous system can also be responsive. In this, when an individual is, let us say, restless in their awareness or mind, that can affect the body consciousness in manners that can display physical restlessness. Now, that may also include thinking or feeling. Now, let me also explain that, contrary to what your sciences express, yes, your brain does perform functions, and yes, your brain is very closely associated with thinking, but thought is not actually originated in the physical brain. Thinking is an action that occurs in relation to your awareness, which is an aspect of your consciousness, which is not actually physical. It does stimulate the physical brain, and therefore brain waves can be measured in association with thinking, for thinking generates a stimulus to the physical brain, just as feelings are not actually a physical manifestation. There is no actual center in your body consciousness that produces feelings, but feelings can be very effective of the body consciousness and can influence different manifestations and different functions in the body consciousness. Now, in this, in speaking of the mind, defining that as not an actual physical part of your body consciousness, and that being restless or agitated, it is dependent upon the individual as to what that may affect and the situation, what is actually occurring in the mind, so to speak. Many individuals equate the mind as synonymous or similar to the soul or the spirit. For these are also terms that convey some aspect of you that is not necessarily physical, but is very real and is very present and is active. Now, in this, your mind, so to speak, can be very active and be very stimulated by many different expressions of energies. They may be associated with physical energies that are occurring in your physical environment and in proximity to you physically. They may be associated with interactions that you may be generating, or they may be associated with inner movements that you are generating, or they may be associated with non-physical energies that you may be engaging or tapping into or exploring in many different capacities, or they may be a combination of all of these. In this, when you feel that restlessness or that busyness in your mind or your spirit, and you see the physical influences that may be exacting with your body consciousness, you can begin to evaluate what type of busyness or restlessness is occurring with the mind. In this, if you are translating that physically with the body consciousness into some type of agitation, it is likely, although not a rule, that the stimulation is occurring in relation to some physical aspect, whether it be within your environment and what you are interacting with, or whether it be from yourself and explorations or evaluations that you may be generating inwardly yourself. At times, although it is much, much less frequent, an individual may be generating that busyness or that restlessness with the mind, and it may be associated with non-physical energies or other dimensional energies, but generally speaking, that is much less often. It is much less frequent that actually occurs. Generally speaking, when an individual is engaging some type of restlessness or busyness in relation to non-physical energies or other dimensional energies, there are other factors involved. It would not merely be a restlessness. There generally would be other factors such as agitation, perhaps fear, some situations may generate overwhelm, or it may generate another type of extreme in a brief experience of euphoria. But these types of experiences are generally more unusual in quality, and therefore they are noticed as very different and would not necessarily be classified in the manner of what you would term to be a usual restlessness of the mind. Now, in that, when the mind is restless, what is occurring is that it is inputting considerable amounts of information. And in that, it is attempting to assimilate, which the body consciousness does play a role in that action. But body consciousness does assimilate information. In this, it may be considerable amounts of new information. It may be moving in new directions in which you are processing and have not necessarily translated that into thought, but are allowing new information, which is perhaps preparing for new experiences or new allowances, and therefore you feel this restless type of energy, which may not necessarily be uncomfortable, but it is noticeable. And in that, in a manner of speaking, it is a time framework in which there is an excess of information being assimilated. And this is the reason that there is a restlessness that is generated. In similar manner to yourself in your awareness, your body consciousness at times reflects an aspect of you of impatience. If there is a considerable volume of information to be processed and assimilated, the body consciousness can become somewhat restless or agitated, for it is processing information and it is responding at times in a manner of impatience also, wanting to assimilate as quickly as possible. And at times, just as you in your awareness can become impatient and want to be generating a certain action more quickly than you are, the body consciousness also at times wants to process information more quickly than it is or than it can. And in that, it produces this type of agitation or this restlessness. And in that, it generates certain actions to release energy. The difficulty with releasing energy in many situations for most individuals is that they do not actually entirely understand the process of releasing energy or what releasing energy is or what form that takes in many situations, and therefore in many situations the automatic response is to attempt to stop it or to channel it in some other direction or to do something with it rather than merely acknowledging it and recognizing that this may be an action that the body consciousness is engaging to release energy. It is experiencing somewhat of an overwhelm, and it is generating the automatic action of attempting to rebalance by releasing energy. Releasing energy in many situations is viewed by most individuals as somewhat uncomfortable. Not that it actually is entirely uncomfortable, but individuals like to feel in control and like to feel calm within their body unless they are generating a specific action to the contrary with that intention. But if the body consciousness is generating some type of agitation or restlessness itself, most individuals associate that as being somewhat uncomfortable and therefore seek to alleviate it in whatever fashion they can. Now, releasing energy can be expressed in many different manners. Agitation can be one of those manners. in which the body consciousness may be generating a restlessness. Let us incorporate a hypothetical example. Let us say that an individual is experiencing a mild situation of restlessness within their waking time framework. Not much of a concern, and perhaps the individual is not paying much attention to this mild expression of restlessness. Now, that same individual may retire to their bed in the evening and may be tired and may be welcoming, moving into their bed and sleeping. And within a very few of their minutes, the individual realizes that this mild restlessness is now not very mild. Now, when they are attempting to sleep, and when they are attempting to relax, their body consciousness may be generating more restlessness, or it may be more obvious that the restlessness is occurring. And that may begin to be translated into some type of agitation. Now, the agitation may be in many forms also. It may be in the form of the individual's muscles that will not quiet themselves. Or it may be in the form of the individual does not feel comfortable, and therefore they continue shifting their body position, which does not lend to restfulness. Or they begin thinking, and it seems to the individual that they cannot quiet their thought process. These are all actions that the body consciousness is generating, attempting to release energy. But the individual is ready for bed. The individual wants to sleep. Therefore, now the individual is frustrated and is attempting to move in opposition to what the body consciousness is naturally doing. Rather than acknowledging that the body consciousness is attempting to release energy, the individual assesses that they are uncomfortable. They do not like what the body is doing, and they want to attempt to force themselves to sleep and to relax. And in that situation, they may engage many different types of methods to force themselves into a situation in which they will supposedly relax and hopefully sleep. In this, the body consciousness is not evaluating whether releasing energy is comfortable or uncomfortable. It is merely generating an automatic function. It has generated a volume of energy. There has been a volume of input from the mind, that non-physical aspect of yourself, and the body consciousness is attempting to assimilate and function and release energy and tension to comply with what you want. What would be more efficient for this hypothetical individual would be not to continue to attempt to force themselves to relax and to sleep, but rather to acknowledge the body consciousness and allow it to release that energy. But as in any situation in which there may be an expression of restlessness, individuals generate a thought process that they want to engage a specific action, and what the body is doing may be interrupting that, or may not be what they want the body to do. In this, it is merely a matter of recognizing that the mind, or the spirit, whatever you choose to label it, is a very real aspect of you that is actually the aspect of you that is your awareness, and that is constantly inputting information. And if you are seeking information, it is inputting information even more. And in that, there is a natural process to engage, and energy is not an expression that can actually be contained. It is in constant motion. Therefore, there is a cycle that naturally occurs. And the more you input, the more there is to assimilate and to process. And in that, the body consciousness acclimates and becomes very efficient and effective at processing more and more and more quickly and effectively. But there are time frameworks in which, in a manner of speaking, you may be inputting more than it can assimilate in any particular moment. Therefore, hypothetically, although not literally, it becomes somewhat overloaded. And in that state, it automatically moves in the direction of attempting to expel some energy to allow that process of assimilating more efficiently once again. Therefore, the mind or the spirit is that aspect of you that is your awareness. It is the you in you. What is essentially you, which could also be translated as essence.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Good. I was thinking about asking you for a message about how to switch from this state of being restless to instead of spinning with the same thought repeatedly, canalize that into a useful time. Let's say I'm restless in bed, and then instead of spinning around, I do some exercise, but I can't calm my mind sometimes. I can't calm my thoughts. And I was thinking, oh, it would be so great if I could get myself in the position of switching, being in control, so to speak, about switching, about, okay, this is restless, this is looping, and I stop it, and I do something useful with my time. I spend it on exercises, for example.
Very well.
It seems not to work like that.
And you can. It is a matter of generating an action that is comfortable to you and that you yourself can be responsive to, that you can actually do. Now, in this, what can be helpful is, first of all, to view or perceive thoughts as being things. If you view thoughts as being things, you can contain them. Now, you can perceive thoughts as the production of certain actions. You generate an action of awareness, which creates another action which is associated with the physical firing and functioning of your brain, and those two actions together create a production. They produce a thing. Now, in that, if you can begin to view thoughts as actual things, that each thought is an actual manifestation of its own, you can begin to interact with thoughts differently. When you interact with things, you are more equipped, or so you think, to manipulate them, or to contain them, or to direct them. If you are engaging an action that does not appear to be an actual manifestation, it is much more difficult for you to corral that. It is more difficult for you to manipulate that. Therefore, in viewing thoughts as things or as their own individual produced entities, you can direct what happens to those entities. Now, in your nighttime hours, it is not necessarily that your thought mechanism is more active. It is more so that your environment is more quiet, and therefore you pay attention to your thought mechanism more. It is more obvious, and it seems louder. Now, in your room, where you sleep, can you place some type of container? No, not merely a container. Perhaps some type of chest. A type of chest that incorporates a lock.
Yes.
Very well. It matters not where you place this in your room. But what is significant is that this chest is empty and that it contains a lock. Now, whether you actually physically engage the lock or not is not important. But that it has a lock is important. Also, the size of this chest is not important. It can be very small. It can be an in-between size. It can be large. It matters not. In this, a very small chest that can sit upon a table can be equally as efficient as a large chest that may sit upon the floor. In this, the chest is designated specifically as the thinking chest. That is its only function. Therefore, it is not to be used for storing any other item. Its function is to store thoughts. When you are aware that your thinking is spinning, 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 you can engage a game. It is also important that you engage this in the manner of a game. and not as a task. It is not a chore. It is an action that is playful. And in this game, what you do is you notice all of the thinking that you are engaging. Now, you have noticed that you are thinking and thinking and thinking. Now, what are you thinking of? In each direction, allow yourself to isolate those thoughts. Are you thinking of chores? Are you thinking of other individuals? Are you thinking of an action that you must engage the next day? Are you thinking of an action you did or did not do this day? Are you thinking of a list? Are you thinking of a creature? Whatever it is that you are thinking of, this game incorporates the rules of every subject is its own item. Another individual, an animal, an object, an action. Each thought is its own product. Therefore, it is its own thing. Once you label each thought as its own thing, you can place each of these things in your chest. Now, once they are in your chest, they are not eliminated. You have not rid yourself of them. What you are doing is you are taking those thoughts, labeling each one, placing each one into the chest, and expressing to them all, once they are grouped in the chest, now you all are in the chest. And you are locked in the chest until the morning. In the morning, I will open the chest and you can emerge from the chest once again. But in this time framework, you now belong in the chest. And I am locking the chest. And you can play amongst yourselves in the chest without disturbing me. As to other restlessness beyond thinking, that is a matter of genuinely paying attention to your body consciousness and not forcing it in a direction that it is not necessarily willing to engage. In that, if your body consciousness is generating restlessness beyond the thinking, you can allow yourself to engage some action that does not necessarily require physical movement, but that allows you to be engaged. Whether it be listening to music, or reading a book, or engaging a film, or perhaps even playing with cards. These are actions that do not require much physical action, but they allow you to be engaged. And that allows the body consciousness to be engaged. You are not exerting much physical energy. Therefore, you are also encouraging the body consciousness to relax, but you are acknowledging that the body consciousness wants to release energy. Therefore, acknowledging that, allowing that release to occur, but also encouraging relaxing and calm. Eventually, the body consciousness will accomplish releasing that energy, and you will relax. The obstacle is that individuals fight with that release of energy and therefore oppose themselves, and therefore it incorporates a longer time framework for the body consciousness to actually release that energy. And in many situations, it does not fully release that energy, and therefore that state of being continues. And it may continue for many days. For the body consciousness is not being allowed to successfully complete the action of the cycle of releasing that energy. Therefore, it continues to attempt, and the individual continues to fight it.
So in a way, that it has something to do with distracting myself, giving my attention to another topic, and by that, bringing the former process to a completion, it can be relaxed, the body can relax the former action and go to sever to a different thing, and instead of accumulating more and more and more.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. We are coming to the end, and I have a question regarding my body. The point is, I was thinking about this injury in my spine. If you take the simplicity, so to speak, out of it, then you can say that the injury is a perfect and fascinating creation.
You are correct.
Right. And I'm toying a lot with how I regard this whole condition of my body, and this seems to be a key for me, that looking at it as a wonderful, fascinating creation that can be altered again, that is, yeah, seems to me to be like a key. And maybe you can quickly connect to the next session with a topic I want to start here. We have been talking about master beliefs regarding functions of the body, but I'm not aware even of these because I'm not educated about them. How does the mask belief influence my process anyway, or how to block that? You know, without making myself familiar what science thinks about something, bypassing that.
It is not a matter of blocking. It is not a matter of blocking out or blocking the mass belief energy at all. It is more a matter of genuinely allowing yourself to evaluate your own associations, and in that to be more focused upon your own associations and changing you, changing your associations, regardless of what the mass expression or the mass beliefs are. They are what they are, and they are powerful. And you are not eliminating beliefs.
Right.
And in this, the more you attempt to block a mass belief, the more importance you give it.
I'm more thinking in bypassing something.
In bypassing, it is precisely what I expressed. It is a matter of paying more attention to your individual associations, what has developed them, and evaluating the strength of them. What are your experiences that reinforce your own associations? And experimenting with associations themselves in changing them, regardless of what they are. For whatever movement you generate in changing any associations, it reinforces and strengthens your ability to change other associations. It automatically diminishes the strength of any association. Therefore, it may be an association that you incorporate that may be as simple as a piece of bread or a sandwich tastes better without the crust. That is an association that you generate in relation to your sense of taste and in association with your sense of touch for texture. In that, you generate an association that the taste of the bread is better if there is no crust. In relation to actual taste, that may not necessarily be true, but it may be a very strong association. Now in that, the association is very mundane, correct? It is merely a piece of bread. But it matters not, for it is a strong association. And relaxing one association and showing yourself and practicing with diminishing one association or any associations allows you to relax other associations.
Yes. That makes sense. It just feels like regarding my body, I don't know if I'm blind to some things or not. I feel like I have to, in quotation marks, look for something I'm not even aware. I have to look for what it is. I have to look for it. It's a very strange feeling connected to this.
You are looking for what you already know. You are looking for what is directly before you, and that is the associations, and that is very powerful. You are attempting to look for some secret, hidden expression that will magically alter the situation. But they are not secret. And these associations, as powerful as they are, when they are changed, can magically alter the situation. But they are not a secret. The secret is that they are so obvious that they seem secret.
Oh, God.
That shall for you much to play with until our next meeting.
I would think so too. Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend, as always. In tremendous lovingness to you and tremendous encouragement, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.